بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Tonight is the commencement of the 10th of Muharram. Islamically, the day starts from the Maghrib Salah. So we are already in the early stages of the 10th of Muharram. In the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, known as the day of Ashura. We as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we commemorate, we celebrate the day of Ashura. The celebration is regarding the deliverance, the salvation of Musa alayhi salam and Banu Israel from the tyranny, the clutches, the oppression that was meted out by Fir'aun and his army. But the lesson for us as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, year in and year out, is that we are celebrating the salvation, the safety of Musa alayhi salam, Banu Israel, of another nation. But the manner in which we celebrate that victory, that safety, that deliverance, that the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the manner of celebrating is via fasting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there is no other way in expressing our shukriya to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except via the form of some ibadah. It was the month of Ramadan, and every one of us had fasted the month of Ramadan. Then comes the first of Shawwal, known as the day of Eid, Eidul Fitr. Our celebration again was one extra salah with extra takbirat without any adhan, and the entire ummah will come without even being invited by any adhan. There was no call, but every one of us attended that Eid salah. So the celebration via some ibadah. A person is blessed with a newborn child, then how do we celebrate that bounty, that boon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Again, via aqiqah. Person slaughters an animal, that animal is fed to family and friends, to neighbors, parcels of meat are given, or we call people. And again, the message is, as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the means and the medium of our celebration, celebrating any feat, accomplishment or victory, is via some ibadah, some act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this has to be a very deep lesson for every one of us, that if anything happens in our life, a moment of happiness, of safety, of celebration, then immediately we look for some avenue to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, a person is in hospital and we want to maybe slaughter some animal for sadaqah. Or someone is very sick at home, bedridden, stroke, whatever the case be, and we want to feed maybe the students of one madrasa. Alhamdulillah, very good. It's a noble action. But the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always when there were moments of safety, moments of happiness, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found that an opportunity to do something and to spend onto the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is one lesson, that our celebration is via some ibadah. And then what are we celebrating? We are fasting because Musa alayhi salatu wa salam When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had delivered him and Banu Israel from the tyranny and the oppression, from the dhulam of Fir'aun and his army, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we split open the ocean into 12 paths for 12 tribes. Everyone had his path. فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ, we had taken you to safety, we delivered you to safety, to safer lands. فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ, we actually toppled your enemy, وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, with your naked eyes you saw it. So again and again in the Quran, if we recite the Quran, we start Surah Baqarah, the early pages of Surah Baqarah, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, O Banu Israel, we are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is the Quran again and again replete with this proclamation, with this call? Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati. O Banu Israel, remember my bounty upon you. Then we turn to the next ruku. Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati. O Banu Israel, remember my favor upon you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elaborates on what was that favor. And throughout the Quran, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرِ وَإِذْ وَاعَدَنَا وَإِذْ قَالَا وَإِذْ, again and again, وَإِذْ اسْتَسْقَى. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate in Masjid al-Salihin that every Fajr Salah, after the Salah, then tafsir takes place by Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Chuhan Sahib, Damat Barakatum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him long life and keep him with afiyat in our midst, inshaAllah, and to serve us and the community and the ummah at large. And again, he reminds us again and again in tafsir, wa'idh, wa'idh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever these words are used, he's reminding us, he's saying, remember something, wa'idh, remember there was some bounty. So, Banu Israel was a past gone by nation. Why now as the ummah do we have to read those verses and remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored Banu Israel? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sounding a very loud message to every one of us that, O ummati muslima, O the best of ummah, O the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't fall prey to the same sin and to that same vice of Banu Israel. I favor them with bounties, with boons, bounty after bounty. But after every bounty, I was met with disobedience. I had blessed Banu Israel. I gave them, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. I gave you man and salwa from Jannah. You were actually enjoying the food of Jannah. Banu Israel were enjoying food from Jannah. They complained to Allah, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَىٰ, O Musa, لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ وَاحِدٍ. Man and salwa? Every day, man and salwa, man and salwa. We can't carry on eating the food of Jannah. What did they request? They say, Ya Allah, tell Allah, we want, make dua to Allah, we want the vegetables. They eating food from Jannah, they complaining to Allah, Ya Allah, we want vegetables, send the garlic, send the lentils. We want to enjoy the vegetables. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامِ. So they were disobedient. Again, another bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them canopy cover, meaning the clouds, whenever they felt really hot, they couldn't manage the heat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them cloud cover. That cloud was a cover for them from the heat of the sun. Then when they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I blessed you with that, then also disobedience. وَإِذْ وَاعَدَنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. Banu Israel, be patient. Musa alayhi salam is coming to me for one chillah. Brothers come to us again and again. Brothers, who is ready for one chillah? Who is ready to go out in the path of Allah? Musa alayhi salam, one chillah here to go out. For one entire chillah, when he comes back, what's the gift? The gift is the Torah. I've come with a heavenly scripture from Allah. Banu Israel, I came with a divine word from Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. A living message from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Musa, lanu'mina laka.
We're not going to believe you. Don't pull wool over our eyes. We want to see Allah writing it for you. We want to see that happening. O Banu Israel, I'm blessing you. Still, you know, that obstinance and that arrogance. They were disobedience again and again. So the lesson for us, O Ummati Muslimah, look around and you will only see opportunities to thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One person went into hospital. He went into hospital for a small procedure. When he came out, everyone has seen, how are you? You okay? How everything went? He said, shukr, everything was okay. Yet what his procedure wasn't very small. It was a procedure. But when he came out, shukr to Allah. The person across me in the next bed, that Muslim brother, he says that every month since I had COVID, every month for 2 weeks I'm flat out. I've got bronchitis and pneumonia. Every 2 weeks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm again and again being tested with the sickness. So he came into a hospital. So he says, every 2 weeks I am here. I'm going for a scope. You're going to go into my lungs to see what's the problem. So this person who went for his procedure said, Ya Allah, shukr, it's not that. Yet what he went for, he was scared, worried, concerned. He said, Ya Allah, shukr, it wasn't that. So there's always opportunities for every one of us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But be as it may, whatever be the situation, subhanallah, recently, a few years ago, a couple, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with many children. But amongst the many children, there was one child who was physically and mentally challenged. This child physically challenged, cerebral palsy. And the child also was mentally challenged. Meaning the child wasn't growing, understanding, couldn't fathom, couldn't do anything. So this mother, father was very busy in business, or whatever he was doing all the time. If this mother, despite her having other children, she had to give so much of attention to this one child. A lot of. Sometimes she would sacrifice, invited for a wedding. No, ma, please, you know, excuse me, I've got my child to look after. Child is how old? 21 years old. My baby is 21 years old. I have to change his nappy. I have to give him a bath. Ma, the exercise of taking him to the bath, that's a 45-minute exercise. 45-minute exercise to take him to the bathroom. As a mother, I have to do it all alone. I've got an helper, but it's a 45-minute exercise for me. So be as it may, she passed away. When she passed away, then the husband was so worried. You know, I was ibadat and masjid and Quran and tilawat and i'tikaf, and I was doing a lot of good deeds. My wife was whole day and night with this child of ours. Now she passed away so early also, and she never had that opportunity that I had. So he was worried, concerned. He's giving sadaqah, making khatam of Quran on her name, lot of isali sawab. And then a few weeks later, he has a dream. In this dream, he sees Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's so, you know, he just cannot believe himself. I'm dreaming about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he sees Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, don't worry, brother, don't worry. Don't worry. She's with me, she's in my care from today. Don't worry about her. She looked after my friends. You know, the child she was looking after, that was my child, that was my friend. Meaning, Anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam are ma'soom, they're sinless. That child, irrespective of his age, he's ma'soom, he's challenged. So he's from my family, my friend. Because she was looking after my friend, I'll take care of her from today. So irrespective of the situation, let us consider any situation we find ourselves in as an opportunity to earn the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rada and the pleasure of Allah, rather than complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have children, alhamdulillah. We don't have children, from the side of Allah. Whatever be the situation, all challenges, all situations, halat, are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Banu Israel, again and again, we tested by Fir'aun. In the Quran-i-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Fir'aun
وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ.
That Fir'aun, the person of pegs, meaning his manner of punishing people, is that he would peg them onto the ground. Two onto the hands, two onto the legs, and he would punish people. His daughter, her servant, was a lady that had iman, but was hiding her iman. And she was always taking care in the khidmah of the daughter of Fir'aun. And one day as she was combing the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun, then that comb fell down. So the servant said, تَعِسَ مَنْ كَفَرَ بِاللَّهِ. Woe to that person who makes kufr and disbelieves in Allah. The daughter turns around, أَتَعْبُدُ إِلَهًا. Do you believe in one God that is besides my father? I mean, the ilah is my father, you mean there's someone else? So she was very upset. So this lady, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with courage at that moment. And she says, yes, I believe in the Almighty of the heavens, the skies and the earth and everything. That is the creation of the Almighty Allah. He says, that's who you believe in? So the daughter runs and she's crying. So the father is asking Fir'aun, what makes you cry? What makes you cry? He says, no, I didn't realize that my caregiver, or my servant, believes in a deity besides you. Oh, who's that? Who does she believe in? And we call her. They call her. And Fir'aun says, disbelieve in Allah, else I will punish you. So she says, I'm never going to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, no problem. So he pegged her to the ground and he had set upon her snakes and scorpions to give her small bites. And he told her, if you don't make kufr, this will be your punishment for the next month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with such courage of iman and strength in iman. She says, you can do it for the next 70 months. I will never make kufr in my Allah. Never. He says, yeah, that's how firm you are, such istiqamah, steadfastness. So Fir'aun said, okay, she's got two children, being both of them, the bigger one and the smaller one. Call the bigger one. Light the bigger one down with the knife on the throat. If you don't make kufr, I'm going to slaughter her. So the mother looks at the daughter and she's torn between believing Allah and the daughter. And she says, Amantu Billah, you can go for it. Because I also want my shahada. Give my daughter her shahada also. She'll be blessed. So anyway, they slaughtered the big daughter. Then Fir'aun says, bring the smaller one. You ready for kufr? No, no. No ways I'm going to make kufr. So they brought the smaller daughter. If you don't make kufr, I will even slaughter her. So the mother is worried, concerned, masoom child. But at least leave the child. Don't worry about the child. Leave the child. You know, you can do what you want to me. And then Fir'aun can see that this mother is a little bit confused. She's in a dilemma. She's at crossroads. She wants to make a decision. She's like stuttering. She's hesitant. She doesn't know what to do. So Fir'aun says, what? He says, go for it. I'm ready for anything. My daughter, myself, my life, anything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he took the life of even that lady. And that is discussed in the books of tafsir, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately delivered her or entered her into Jannah. Immediately. Because of her steadfastness and her istiqamah on iman. So Fir'aun wa Fir'auna dhil awtad. Banu Israel, we all are familiar of it. We all know the incident that he was slaughtering the boys and he was leaving the girls to survive. So imagine being met with someone coming to slaughter our children. Imagine someone coming to slaughter our child. So this is what Banu Israel were going through. So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them until eventually they were waiting for the nusrat of Allah. Ala inna nasra Allahi qareeb. Let us not lose hope and courage. The hope of Allah, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very soon going to come for us, even the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But sometimes, you know, you just have to stick it out until a certain level, and then immediately the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Immediately that help will come. Meaning that vessel of sabr has to just get full to a certain limit. Once it reaches that limit, then immediately the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting in the shade of the Kaaba Sharif. Khabbab bin al-Arat radiallahu anhu, a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you all are familiar, that Khabbab radiallahu anhu, he was that sahabi, that the punishment for him was to drag him on the hot sands of Makkah Mukarramah. And the fat of his body would be the only thing to put off the flames of that burning coal. They used to sometimes put him on burning coal. So Khabbab radiallahu anhu, this was his punishment. So he's the narrator of this hadith and he says, Shakawna ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day we came, we complained to Nabi sallam, Ya Rasulallah, ala tastansiru lana, ala tad'u Allah lana. Will you not cry to Allah, beseech Allah, ask Allah for nusrat, for help? This is the condition we are going through. Please make dua to Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Sahaba radiallahu anhum a message for us. قَدْ كَانَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ يُؤْخَذُ. A person used to be brought, يُؤْخَذُ الرَّجُلْ فَيُحْفَرُ لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Person used to be brought, they would dig into the ground, cover him halfway. فَيُؤْتَى بِالْمِنْشَارِ فَيُجْعَلُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ فَيُجْعَلْ فِرْقَتَيْنِ. They would take the axe, dead center of his head, they would cut his head into two parts. Nabi Sallam said, مَا يَصْرِفُ وَذَلِكَ عَنْ دِينِهِ. That never ever deterred him or stopped him from the ibadat of Allah. He continued, meaning the rest of the believers and everyone else continued. They were still continuing with the ibadat of Allah despite that situation. A person used to be brushed and combed. They used to comb his body with combs made out of iron and steel. They would comb every bit of flesh and skin. The only thing to be hanging was the veins and the bones. But Nabi said, مَا يَصْرِفُ ذَلِكَ عَنْ دِينِهِ. He was never ready to give up his deen. He was never ready. O my Sahaba, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْجَلُونَ. Don't haste. Don't be hasty. Don't rush the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At its appointed time, it's to come for every one of us. At its appointed time, that help of Allah is to come. So, Banu Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had delivered them and granted them safety, salvation on the day of Ashura. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam fasted the day of Ashura in shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to thank Allah. But the very big question for every one of us, yes, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given emancipation, salvation to Banu Israel and Musa alayhi salam on the 10th of Ashura. But when we read Quran and Hadith, what was the catalyst? What led to that salvation, that najat of Banu Israel and Musa alayhi salam? What was it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to Musa alayhi salam that the situation, the conditions Banu Israel are going through are definitely throttling them. Yes, it's something that is trying, it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a comfort and a solace for every one of them, now to quickly, to expedite that help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, O Musa, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّأَ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبَلًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. O Banu Israel, O Musa alayhi salam, tell them, please, they need to be very steadfast on their salah. Establish salah. This will expedite the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this moment, given moment in the entire ummah, when there's fires and there's floods, and there's earthquakes and there's tornadoes, there's what's happening around the world, subhanallah, one ustad who's teaching in one of the madrasa, and in that madrasa, they've got students from approximately 27 different countries. He says, since the beginning of this year, there hasn't been a week where a student did not come from a country with a problem, mind-boggling. We all hearing what's happening in the different countries. One student came and he says, Molana, Haiti, this is what happened. Another student came in our country, this is what happened. Molana, there was a flood, our house is gone. Manana, there was this in our country, my brother got burnt. This is what happened. So many things, like as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, those tests will come, like how we cut a tasbih, and those beads will just be flowing one after the other. Now we are most in need of filling the masjid, of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and becoming 5 times musalli. Abu Ustad Mullah Fadhlur Rahman, Shaykh al-Hadith, was stating, Sahih al-Bukhari, this year will be approximately 34 years he'll be teaching Sahih al-Bukhari. Again and again he says, teaching Sahih al-Bukhari for so many years says, who's a musalli according to Quran and Hadith? Quran says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ, destruction for the namazi, for that person who's musalli. So who's the musalli? Because destruction for one type, who's that musalli in the court of Allah? He says, musalli is that person who performs his 5 times daily salah in the masjid as a man, for the ladies in the home. That's a musalli. That person who one salah is missing, he's not a musalli, he's performing salah, alhamdulillah. Wherever he is performing that one more salah, wherever, whether he's making qada, whether he's reading it late, whether he's not reading it with the jamaat, yes, now and then if it was a situation, you're caught in traffic or whatever the case be, but if it's a regular occurrence, if it's a habit, then he says, then such a person is, alas, he's not a musalli. I can't call him musalli according to Quran and Hadith. In the court of Allah, he's not musalli. So the requirement for every one of us, as the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again when he came recently, our Ustad Mullah Fadhlur Rahman, then he had mentioned, he says, those people who were affected in this looting, he says, many of them, we're giving lot of sadaqah. Some build masjids, some are giving millions in charity, some are giving a lot, some are feeding hundreds of people a week. Yes, lot of sadaqah, zakat, everything, the books are in order. But that test that has come, then he quoted the ayat of the Quran. He says, oh ummah, the guidance is in the Quran. Unfortunately, we haven't understood it. We haven't understood it. He says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةَ لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment comes, it doesn't only come for the wrongdoers. It's gonna come and hit whoever is in that place. Whether you were performing salah, you were not performing salah. Whether you discharge your zakat or you were not discharging your zakat. Whether you were an asset to society or not. The test comes to all and sundry in that area. So how do we ward away? How do we remove? How do we move away the punishment, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, go person to person. Talk, whether you want to go in a systematic way with the jamaat, so in the green foot gush, or in your own individual capacity. Go to your friend, go to your family, go to your neighbors and speak to everyone about Allah. Tell everyone, come back to Allah. Tell everyone, come back to the house of Allah. When the majority of the ummah is on the obedience of Allah, that will attract the nusrat of Allah. When the majority, and is the majority in the masjid, is the question we ask ourselves. So this was the important ingredient to draw the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was salah. Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu, amazing incident, and we call it a night inshaAllah. Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu, he hired one person with his donkey. He said, take me to a certain place. He says, by all means, no problem. He takes him to that place. So en route, this person is going on another deserted route. And he stops. Zaid bin Haritha looks around. He can see something is a little sketchy over here. Something's not right. So he realized that there's bodies and there's people, all dead, there's corpse. So he tells the person, see here, Dani Usalli Rakatin. I can see what are your evil intentions. You want to kill me. Dani Usalli Rakatin. Let me read only 2 rakats of salah. 2 rakats salah. He says, no problem. You can go read all your 2 rakats or even more than that. All these people also read salah. But they still died. Zaid bin Harisa radiallahu anhu says, no, I want to perform. He performed 2 rakats of salah. After his salah, he says, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. With heart, mind and soul, he really said it. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. He said it for the second time. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. He heard sounds, but he continued saying, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. After 2 rakats of salah. On the third time when he turned around, he saw a horseman. And this horseman had a spear. And he had fire at the end of that spear. And he killed the person who was about to kill him. So he asked him, "Who are you?" So he says, "Me, I am the angel from the Arsh of Allah." He says, "Subhanallah." He says, "When you said, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, the first time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go to the seventh heaven. When I said, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, when you said, Ya Arhamar Rahimin for the second time, with such yaqeen and conviction, I came to Sama ad-Dunya, I came to the skies of the, and the skies of the earth, the lowest sky and heaven. And when you said, Ya Arhamar Rahimin for the third time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, save him immediately. Atituk, I came to your assistance." But what drew that assistance? Two rakats of salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two rakats of salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and the ability. The salah comes into our life. The entire incident of Karbala, yes, Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu anhu became shaheed, but that was later on. The fadila of the day of Ashura was before the martyrdom of Hussein radiallahu anhu. In the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hussein radiallahu anhu passed away after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the fadila of the day is not because of the martyrdom, because that was the latter time. In timeline, it was later, after the fadila was already announced and the virtue was mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the water supply was cut from Hussein radiallahu anhu. Be as it may, he did not allow even one salah to become qada, even on the battlefield. Even with the enemy at his throat, he says, "I want to perform my salah." "You can do what you want. Just leave me to perform my salah." So the lesson of Ashura, the lesson of Karbala, the lesson for the ummah is the salah has to come back into us as the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The day of Ashura, just few final concluding points. As what needs to be done, what is required, what's this day all about? One important from the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the fasting of the day of Ashura. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person who fasts the day of Ashura, a year's sins are forgiven. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلْ لَأْسُمَنَّ التَّاسِعِ. I never had that opportunity, but if I had that opportunity, I would have fasted 9th and 10th. From your ulama explain and say, that the Yahud and the Jews used to fast only one day, and that was the 10th of Ashura. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested the ummah that we need to oppose the ways of the Jews. Don't be like them. So therefore we will fast 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. In our context here in South Africa, either we would fast, it was Wednesday or Thursday and Friday. So if a person fasted today, alhamdulillah, then tomorrow is one more day of fasting. So the main day is the 10th and that is tomorrow. And if a person did not fast today, then there's an opportunity still to fast on Thursday and on Friday. So 2 days, there's two fasts that need to be kept. It is makruh for a person to be keeping only one fast, meaning just the 10th only, that's problematic. However, if a person has the energy and he wants to fast all 3 days, by all means, but the sunnah is 2 days, that's the minimum requirement. 3 days, no problem, but we won't think that that is one sunnah or extra. Yet it's an extra fast that will give us extra reward, definitely. So there's two fasts that a person needs to keep. What else is required on the day of Ashura? One important thing for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to make a lot of dua on the day of Ashura. Allah must forgive all our sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must bring help to the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People are suffering around the world. The nature of the suffering of the people around the world, everyone has got it deep down in his heart. You may not see it. You may not see it. One ustad invited one student to the mother, to his house. And he told him, "You know what, we got some nice meals at home. Come to the house." So the student said, "No problem. Jazakallah, Mawlana." He went to the house. So Mawlana had a spread for the student. He was a good student. So he said, "Let me spoil him a little bit." So he had a nice spread on the table. So as the student is he's eating, instead of enjoying the food, he started crying. So Mawlana thought, maybe the food, you know, we Indians, we put more masala than the meat. So he thought, maybe the marchi, maybe there's something that's burning him in the food. He can't manage maybe our masalas or something. So he gave him a moment and now he's suffering to even eat. He can't even swallow that food. So Mawlana spoke to him. He says, "Bhai, what's happening? What's happening?"
Don't cry. What's troubling you? Is there anything? So he says, Maulana, I feel it hard to eat. My mother doesn't have food at home. I'm feeling hard to eat and enjoy this food. My mother doesn't have food at home. Where's your mother? No, she's back at home in her country. Meaning back in another country, not even in South Africa. He says, how do I enjoy this food? So what people are going through around the world, let us cry and make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the other important point, Nabi sallam said, yes, there is, meaning clips going around and there's a lot of talk about it. Yes, if you take one chain of narrators, then there is an issue if there's one chain of narrators. But there is a host of narrators and sahaba who have narrated this hadith, which gives us credibility. Now, ulama say, we can quote it. Muhaddiseen say, yes, it is quotable. We can quote the hadith. Meaning, when wassa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura, wassa'a allahu alayhi fi sa'iri sanatihi. That person who just, he's little bit lavish, we would say he opens up his pockets and his heart. He spends a little bit more. He goes a little bit more for his family on the day of Ashura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'll spend on you like that for the rest of the year. Meaning, yes, normally we've given this example before. Sometimes you go shopping and you'll tell the children, okay, choose on chocolate. So everyone will go a Kit Kat, a lunch bar and a TV bar. And everyone will come with some Texts or Smarties, something like that. But tomorrow is the day of Ashura. So we say, no, not this. There's the Lent and the Ferreros. Choose one. Not one, take the box. Maaf, I know the sons are listening here. But yeah, catch Papa tomorrow. Because Allah, we all want that barakat for the entire year. We want that barakat. So it starts by us opening up. It starts by us. Subhanallah, one incident, maaf, permission, and then finished, inshallah. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimullah. Person came to him and he says, you know what, I need a loan. So he spoke to him in privacy. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimullah, says, no problem, sorted out. Wrote something in a note. He wrote it, folded it. He says, go to my treasurer, my secretary, tell him I'll forward you that money. So he goes to him, looks at it. He says, I just want to ask you a question. Okay, you've come to Abdullah bin Mubarak, you require something. So he says, need some help. So he says, I know it's private, I know it's personal, but can I ask you the amount you require? So he says, yeah, I asked Abdullah bin Mubarak for 700 dirhams, silver coins, 700, example 700 rand. So he says, okay, there's a mistake, there's one extra zero at the end, not at the beginning, at the end. The 7,000, seems he made a mistake. The secretary comes, the treasurer. He says, Hazrat Huzur Mafman, it seems like you made a mistake. The man said 700, you wrote 7,000. He said, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. The man came and you broke his izzat. He came and he asked me in confidence, who asked you to question him? What was that requirement? So he took another route, he wrote it, folded it. He says, go to the treasure. And you will give this amount without any asking any further questions. Don't even come back to me. So the person narrating the incident, this treasurer, he goes and he opens the note and he sees now 14,000 written. Comes back, Abdullah bin Mubarak, what's happening? He says, the man asked for 700. I thought I'll give him 7,000. I wanted to treat him with the surprise. So Allah will treat me with the surprise reward in Akhirat. But you spoiled it, man. But that's why eventually I even doubled it. Because I want a surprise from Allah. So why shouldn't I surprise the creation of Allah? Al-Khalqu Iyalullah. They also the dependents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to surprise him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us tawfiq and the ability wa akhir dawan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهل وافعل بنا كما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله O Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah All things belongs to you, O my Allah All praise belongs to you, O my Allah Ya Allah, you have blessed us with so many bounties. We cannot do justice in thanking and in expressing our shukriya to you, O my Allah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahluhu, my Allah. Ya Allah, all praise belongs to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do justice in praising you, O my Allah. Increase us in your favors. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, O most merciful Allah, increase us in your favors and your bounties. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with so much, we feel ashamed of asking of more, O my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is destined, Ya Allah, and is good for us, Ya Allah, bless us with it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is good for us and we may have forgotten to ask for it, O my Allah, bless us with it, O my Allah. Whatever is good and you have blessed any of your pious servants, Ya Allah, bless us with that good, with that khair, O my Allah. Keep every one of us with afiyat, O my Allah. Keep every one of us with afiyat, O my Allah. Bless us with your unlimited treasures, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with good health, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those that have suffered through this times, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you fill, Ya Allah, fulfill all of their needs, O my Allah, all of the hajat, all of the darurat. Ya Allah, of every one of the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this was the day of Ashura, O my Allah, on which, Ya Allah, your help had come on Banu Israel, O my Allah, on Musa alayhi salam. Ya Allah, it's on this day and night, O my Allah, we bless of your Nusrat and help, O my Allah. Help the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever the ummah is suffering around the world, O my Allah, remove the difficulties, the sufferings of the entire ummah of Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them complete shifa, O my Allah. Keep every one of us with afiyat. Grant us the tawfiq and the ability to frequent the masjid, to perform our 5 times daily salah in the masjid, O my Allah. Bless us with your love and the love of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death is going to strike and take our life away, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many young people that are passing away in life today, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Malakul Maut has given us so many warning signs. Ya Allah, our friends and our neighbors, Ya Allah, near and dear, kith and kin are going, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have attended so many janazas, O my Allah. Grant us the tawfiq and the ability to prepare for that meeting. Ya Allah, day is going to come. Ya Allah, we'll have to sleep all alone in the qabr, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there will be no lights besides the noor of our a'mal, O my Allah. There will be no protector besides the Qur'an Kareem, O my Allah. Grant us love for the Qur'an Kareem, O my Allah. Love for the sunnah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, O my Allah. Our minor sins and major sins. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect every one of us from, Ya Allah, from terminal illnesses, O my Allah, from dangerous sicknesses, O my Allah, from sayyil asqam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your love and the love of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with your mercies, O my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with mercies from your side, O my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us from your unlimited treasures, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nasaluka min khair, ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun, صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.